With you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the 12, began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them." So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. You're not praying hard enough for the Dodgers. I didn't watch yesterday, but I heard it was a brutal loss, so I'm glad I didn't watch. You know, when I was asked to come to Holy Family, it was a year ago this month, to move in October, one of the first reasons why I said yes right away is I knew Father Andrew was going to be here. And for those of you who didn't know, Father Andrew and I had already known each other for 9 years at that point. And I knew moving into a rectory with the priest that I deeply respected and I considered a friend would help make the transition very easy for me. And he really was a godsend to me. And we had a lot of fun together. Our 9 months together flew by. But as it got close to Father Andrew moving, I saw a different side of him. You know, I could see that he was getting sad to be leaving Holy Family. And I told him I knew he was very sad that he was going to be leaving me. And, you know, we're a bunch of dudes living together, so we didn't really talk about it, but we felt it, right? And when July 1st came for him to move out, you know, I was waiting in the car for him because for those of you who don't know, the priests of the Archdiocese of LA, we don't own our own cars. So when we leave an assignment, we have to leave the car behind. So Father Andrew had no way to get to Norwalk. So I said, "I'll drive you." So as soon as he got in the car, I started playing "Hit the Road, Jack" by Ray Charles, right? And he says, "You've been planning this." I said, "Absolutely." But after that, we were really, really quiet, right? And I kind of felt like a parent driving their kid to college. You know, and it was kind of like, I was, even though I'm only 7 or 8 years older than him, you know, I had this worry, this concern, is he going to be okay? Is he going to like his new parish? All those things. And when I got there, and I met his pastor, and I could tell he was a really, really nice guy, and I saw the two of them together, I knew that it was going to be okay, that he was going to be fine. And the parishioners were very excited to meet and to greet him. And that put me at ease, because when we love people, we want them to do well, do we not? And every single one of us has been blessed with people in our life that we love. And that's what this gospel is about this weekend. Jesus tells us that in life, he doesn't want us to do it alone. He sends the disciples out two by two to go out into the world. And there are many people in your life that God has blessed you with. Sometimes they're called husband or wife, mom or dad, son or daughter, co-worker, maybe a fellow parishioner. So I want you to reflect upon this right now. In life, when things go well, or maybe you need a helping hand, who are the first people that you call or reach out to? Who are those people in your life that are always there for you? I want us right now to picture their faces and offer quick prayer for them in the silence of our hearts. So who are those people that God has blessed you with in your life journey? Those people are a reflection of God's love for you. So if they're living, when is the last time you thanked them for being there for you? When is the last time you did an act of kindness for them? You know, we never know the day or the hour that God's going to call us home. So let's show love to those people every day. So my friends, our gospel makes it very clear to us today that in life, every single one of us has the same calling, which is to follow Jesus and to bring the gospel, the good news, out into the world. And to not be a lone ranger and think we could do everything by ourselves. So God will provide for us. He makes it very clear in this gospel. He's going to give us the correct friends that we need, the family members. He's going to give us the courage we need to speak the truth in love. He's going to give us the courage to bring the gospel into this very, very broken world that needs Jesus now more than ever. So when we face opposition, Jesus is telling us in this gospel today, He has our back. He has our back. So I'm begging you as your pastor, do not be afraid to bring Jesus out into the world. Families, when you go out to a restaurant, it's okay to pray together. It's okay to make the sign of the cross together, okay? Young people, bring the gospel to your high school campuses. Do not be afraid of Jesus. Jesus will give you exactly what you need. You know, yesterday was a day at our country, and I thought, what's going on? This constant fighting we have amongst each other, right? I had such a great day yesterday. I had a quinceañera, a baptism. I come back and my phone's blowing up. I had no clue what was going on. So I'm here to tell you, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, guess who you belong to first? Jesus Christ. So if you spend more time on your Facebook or Instagram posting about your favorite politician and you're not out there volunteering and you're not doing good things, we got to reverse that. So can you imagine, husbands, how wonderful it would be if you cook for your wives once in a while? I don't know. Maybe you're the cook in your family. I don't know. Kids, you helped around the house. You did your homework. You paid attention to your parents. Whatever it is, that's what we're called to be. When you die, Jesus, you can stand in front of God. God's not going to say, well, you're a Democrat, come to heaven. You're a Republican, come to heaven. He's not going to ask, well, who did you vote for in 2095? He's going to ask you how you lived your life. How did you bring the gospel to other people? So we keep fighting with each other as disciples of Christ. No wonder the world is so screwed up. But you know what? Jesus Christ always wins. He always wins because I'm looking at a bunch of good disciples right now who love the Lord and who are going to go out and do good things in the name of Jesus Christ. So don't get discouraged. Don't fall into despair. That's what the devil wants for us. We are people of the resurrection always. And when division seems to be running wild, that's when we need to get closer as disciples and to become united. So if we don't talk about the good news of Jesus, who's going to? It's all of our jobs to bring the gospel to one another. So my dear friends, how blessed we are that God has given us people to walk with in life who are there for us. And we in return need to be better family members and friends to each other. We need to accompany people. We're so quick to judge and to put people in a box, but that's not the Jesus Christ that we know and love. So this morning, let's just pause right now to pray for our country that we all love so very much, and that we'll have the courage as disciples to put the gospel above all else, and our gospel is telling us to love one another. So let's pray for our country right now.